I just wanted to talk about how this has been a place of comfort through a lot of hard times. 9/11, ice storms, tornadoes, and come here and find comfort from your friends. And last tornado, we couldn't go back to our house and met up here with friends and took us in and pets, and it's a lot of support and comfort from here.
How long have you been coming here? Long time.
About 20 years for me. And, well, the Hurricane Fran was interesting because most of the power was out all over the city, but they still had power here. And
I was here.
People were lining up out the door to get subs.
Yeah.
I remember Rose was working, and she said, "I'm only making three kinds of subs. I'm going to make them as fast as I can, and if you don't like those, you're out of luck." There was the fellow who was running it at the time, he bought a whole bunch of extra food and put it in the cooler. And then it turned out there was a tree leaning against a power line right up the street.
Oh.
And a bunch of kids got on it and started jumping on the tree and broke the power line and killed the power to this place. And all that food went to waste. But
people stayed out on the patio even after that and played music and what happened.
Yeah.
So
I think one of the things about this place is the bands that would come here, a lot of them were just really terrible, but they were free. And every once in a while, you just have that sublime experience where some guys would just show up. I remember I got out of my car in the parking lot as the band was getting out of their van. They had traveled here from Providence, Rhode Island. And one guy looked around and he said, "What the heck are we doing here, you know?" They were called Big Bad Johns, and they came in.
Oh, yeah, they were good,
they came
too.
In and played a killer, killer set of
that
music.
Was fun.
The more the night went on, the more excited they got, the more excited everybody else got, and it was a real foot-stomping night.